and be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information, call Marlette Regional Hospital or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Final score from Deckerville, Michigan. The Eagles victorious over the Mayfield Wildcats in week number 7. Final score 50-20. Deckerville with a commanding 30-point victory on the night. Deckerville now 5-2 on the season and stays in control of their own destiny in the NCTL Blue Division. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this final score of 50-20.
Deckerville scores on the first play of the game. 21, Derek Snyder breaks free on a big 51-yard touchdown run. Scores first, 8-0, Deckerville would lead. But Mayville would follow that up with a score of their own, a touchdown run by number 7, Stephen Gilbert. Two-point conversion fails. Deckerville would still lead 8-6. On the ensuing drive, Isaac Kineth hits DeVault on a 15-yard touchdown pass. Deckerville leads 14-6. That would be the end of the first quarter. Second quarter doesn't take long. Logan Labine runs it in from 3 yards out. Two-point conversion no good. Deckerville leads 14-12 early in the second quarter. Jeff Stone catches a kind of touchdown pass 26 yards away. Deckerville pushes its lead out 20-12, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Snyder, though, strikes again, 46-yard touchdown run, and follows it up with a two-point conversion. Deckerville leads Mayville 28-12 with just a little over 2 minutes to go in the first half, and that's where the wheels fell off for Mayville. Cruz Ibarra picks off a pass and takes it to pay dirt. Deckerville would extend its lead going into halftime 36-12 over Mayville. Now, after surprisingly no score in the third quarter, Carlos Ibarra runs it in from 5 yards away. Deckerville 42-12, 11:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Then backup quarterback Phillips hits Frost on a 19-yard touchdown reception, cutting the deficit 40-12. And late in the game, senior running back 47, Tyler Howard, able to punch it in towards the end of the game. And Deckerville would defeat Mayville here at home with a score of 50-20.
When you take a look at the offensive stats here, with Deckerville with 391 total yards on the night, 289 on the ground, 102 through the air. Isaac Kineth with an impressive night, 7 of 8 passing for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns. His only incomplete pass was batted down by a defensive end on the night. Deckerville, 36 rushes for 289 yards. That's a pretty darn good average. Leading the way, that would be Derek Snyder. He started out the scoring of the night in that 51-yard run in the first play of the game. 163 yards for him, 2 touchdowns on the evening for Derek Snyder on his first 2 touches. After that, then, we had Carlos Ibarra with a 12 carries, 68 yards, and 1 score. Tyler Howard, 8 carries, 18 yards. Ethan Bowerman, backup quarterback on JV, brought up tonight. 2 carries, 15 yards for him. Isaac Kineth, 3 carries for 11 yards. And Connor Lamont, 2 carries for 11 yards for him. Isaac Kineth, 7 for 8, no interceptions, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns for Kineth, the junior play caller. That went into the hands of Jeff Stone for 26 yards. Joe DeVault, the other one, 15 yards. Those were the touchdowns. Connor Lamont actually led the way on 4 of 5 receiving on the evening for 30 yards. And Batu Garay, 1 reception for 31 yards on this evening. Mayville's offense, 252 yards compared to Deckerville's 391. 109 rushing, 143 passing. 48 rushes for 109 yards, averaging just over 2 yards per carry for Mayville on the evening, led by Logan Labine, the big man. 23 carries, 64 yards for him, and 1 touchdown, 23 totes for him. After those 64 yards, though, everyone else is less than 20. Stephen Gilbert, 4 carries, 19 yards, and 1 score. Austin Middleton, quarterback in the first half, 9 carries, 14 yards for him through 2 quarters. Nick Phillips, 12 carries for 12 yards altogether, averaging 1 yard per carry. passing the ball tonight. Austin Milton, 2-for-5 for 25 yards and a pick six to wrap up the first half. Nick Phillips comes in the second half, 5-for-7 for passing for 118 yards and a score, a 19-yard reception in the hands of Jeffrey Frost, the tight end. He was 3-of-5 receiving in the night for 57 yards and that will only score through the air. Stephen Gilbert, 1 reception for 46 yards, and Logan Labine, 3 receptions for 40 yards on the evening. Now, Dave, the stat I've been looking forward to talk to you about all night here on defense. Mayville with 37 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 1 sack on the evening for 12 yards, 1 tip pass. Not bad numbers until you hear Deckerville's. 39 tackles, 14 tackles for a loss in the evening, 1 tip pass, and 1 interception for a pick six.
Well, let's put it this way, Clark. We know when we come to Deckerville, we know that the defense is what Deckerville prides themselves on. And it was a little concerning at first when Mayville first 2 drives go right down the field and score on this tough defense in front of this home crowd. This home crowd gets into their football. Even they were a little quiet there for a minute, but it didn't take long. And Deckerville finally got that first stop. They found the kryptonite to this offense, and they were able to expose it. But 14 tackles for loss, that is a difference in this game. You can look at any other stat you want, but when your offense is moving the football and all of a sudden on first down you lose 2 yards, it becomes a lot tougher to get that 12 yards on the ensuing 2 plays against a defense of this caliber. So credit that defensive line. Curtis Vogel, my man, 7 of those tackles for loss. I mean, talk about defensive player of the night. And don't get me wrong, Cruz Ibarra, at an individual standpoint, had a heck of a ball game before he had to leave it. He had 8 tackles of his own and a pick six for that defense. So not to understate his value, but I just hope that that left knee that's been bothering him, he's got a brace on it. He hurt the right knee tonight, and I might have him backwards, and I apologize for that. But that is a big deal for them. It's good that it's not the bad knee already, but the last thing you want are 2 bad knees for that kid.
Curtis Vogel had 11 tackles on the night. 7 of them were in the backfield for a loss of 14 yards altogether. Like we said, those 14 tackles for a loss. No sacks, though, but when you have 14 tackles for a loss, that certainly will make up the difference. Cruz Ibarra with 8 tackles on the evening, and then we had Joe DeVault at 5, as well as Derek Snyder. 4 tackles apiece, Curtis Vogel, Justin Trigger, Batu Garay. And then we have 3 tackles for Isaac Kineth, 2 tackles for Travis Trigger, as well as Carlos Ibarra, and then Connor Lamont and Zachary Ellington with 1 tackle apiece. The tackles for a loss, Curtis Vogel, 7 of them, Joe DeVault, 2, Travis Trigger, 1, Justin Trigger, 2, and Derek Snyder, 2 tackles for a loss on the evening, 14 tackles altogether for a loss. Cruz Ibarra with the interception for a score for 35 yards altogether. Recovered fumble went to Connor Lamont. And the penalties, they had 4 of them on defense. Pass interference, illegal procedure twice, and then leading with the helmet for 15 yards. Impressive numbers by Deckerville. Impressive performance by Deckerville this evening. Now improves to 5-2 in the season through 7 weeks.
They're the team to be reckoned with that we thought they might be, and they are still not healthy. They are missing some great players. And Cruz Ibarra arguably could be an MVP candidate if he's healthy running the football. But this team is still extremely dangerous. I really liked what I saw out of 21 today for Deckerville. He was electric. Derek Snyder, that is their big play guy. They're going to find ways to get him the football, not just handing the ball off. And Carlos Ibarra, it's almost like Cruz is out there. I mean, it's definitely a mini version of him. They run the ball exceptionally well. And when they need it, Isaac Kineth is the leader that this team really, really is happy to have.
Especially considering Deckerville football, you know, you historically think run with 289 yards rushing the ball, 102 passing the ball in the evening. Nice balance for the Deckerville Eagles, really, when they didn't even have an offense on the field for a majority of the fourth quarter.
No question about it, but this offense is potent. And if their offense can do this type of thing to a lot of the teams in this area and in their conference, they will make a nice playoff run. So don't let them 2 losses fool you. This team is starting to come into its own here down the stretch.
We're now taking a look at other area scores. Dave, Paul P. Adams just texted this one, and Bad Axe was 63, Reese with 31 on the evening. Bad Axe now seen at 4-3 on the season. Reese falls at 2-5, but Bad Axe with 512 total offensive yards on an evening against Reese for their 4th victory of the season. 63-31, Bad Axe wins over Reese. Brown City falls big time to Ubley. Ubley 48, Brown City 12, and Harbor Beach 40, USA 6.
about a shocking one there in Marlette.
Oh, well, KPAC leads.